Louisiana Bishop Reverend Morris K. Thompson declared 2013 as a year of reconciliation for the church. Over Martin Luther King Day weekend, the church inaugurated 2014 as a year for increased activism. Bishop Thompson says this starts with awareness.
This isn't a service that I want people, and nor is it the intention to make people feel guilty, but to raise the awareness of who we are. I don't apologize for being a white male. I am by birth. It was no choice. But to not be aware of the benefit of that, I think, is to live in my ancestors' heads.
Dr. Catherine Jeffords Shorey is the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church. She came down to New Orleans to lead the service. She says during the Civil War, many churches divided over the issue of slavery, but the Episcopal Church never split because it never spoke out against slavery in the North or the South.
And so the reconciliation work after the Civil War was radically different than it was for the Methodists or the Presbyterians.
Bishop Shorey has been outspoken on her reconciliation with race on behalf of the church. Arissa Arend serves on the Racial Reconciliation Committee. She's a member of Trinity Church and is blunt when describing the Episcopal community.
The Episcopal Church was the church of the elite and has been, and we still are, sort of a club. When the other denominations came in, they appealed much more to the common man, the working man. And so we remained kind of a bastion of power and privilege.
Married couple Constance and Dane Perry came down to New Orleans from Boston specifically for this service.
I am African American. I am a descendant of slaves. I am a cradle Episcopalian.
I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. I used to do things back then that I'm not at all proud of. I've had the opportunity to have my eyes opened to what the reality is, particularly sharing my life with Constance. And that's what this work is about. It's about truly understanding the past so that we can understand how we've gotten so terribly stuck where we are today with regard to race.
The church was packed with members of congregations from all over the city. During the service, the committee asked the congregation to commit to a new ministry with focus towards race and reconciliation.
Will you who witnessed this beginning support, uphold, and join in this reconciling ministry by repentance and amendment of life?
We will.
Let us involve.
A sermon from Dr. Shorey addressed the history of slavery in Louisiana and the church's relationship to it.
The particular challenge of Episcopalians here and across the church is to acknowledge our complicity in the institution of slavery, that the church here in Louisiana began and continued as a wealthy white proclaimer of a gospel of obedience and loyalty to a system of domination.
Music played a large role, with the choir singing roughly a dozen hymns. Tyrone Chambers II is a New Orleanian who now lives in New York. He also serves on the Racial Reconciliation Committee and flew down just to sing in the choir.
One can never know the effects it'll have or what people will do with the information and the things that they heard here after today. But I was happy to hear the bishop speak honestly and be forthright. Because all the time people don't get the point of gathering for this service.
Some people who, as Tyrone says, don't get the point, have left the church. These ex-church members feel that having these discussions is what creates a problem that otherwise doesn't exist. But church leadership urges that it's ultimately about getting involved in real issues outside of the church, like educational inequalities, mass incarceration, and current slavery, like human trafficking. But what needs to be done inside the church? Arissa is grappling with this question.
Do we just become more welcoming? Do we sing more Black spiritual hymns? How do we learn to actually share power and decision making? How do we work in partnership, in true equality, and in the moral issues that are before the city?
For Constance Perry, it's not just about forming a more diverse congregation.
I don't think it's about packing the pews with more people who look like me. I want an acknowledgement on behalf of the church of the history. Because when the church does that, that sends a message to me as an African American. And it sends a message to other African Americans, whether they're Episcopalians or not. It sends a message.
That it's necessary to acknowledge the past in order to move forward with the church's goal to be more involved in the community. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.
Oh!